Hello, my friends, it's Andy and Hedy coming to you live from Yorba Linda, California for the Living Fearless Devotional.
A production of ResurrectMinistry.com, where we're harnessing the power of the internet to share the gospel as far and wide as we possibly can. We check out the website, ResurrectMinistry.com, to find any content that might be of interest to you, whether it's past shows we've done, articles to read, Bible resources, podcasts to listen to, worship bands you may never have heard of, whatever it may be. Check it out, drop us a line, let us know what you think. And it'd be a blessing if you want to partner with us. You can click the donate now button. And we would ask if you could, sorry, phone was on volume, that if you would like, share, subscribe, or forward this message, that would also be a huge blessing for us.
Yes. Make sure you also comment as you are watching. Just let us know if there's anything that you have coming to you from either the devotional by A.W. Tozier or maybe from the scripture they're reading from the Bible. If there's something you want to just chime in on, just make sure and do that. If on occasion I have a question that I'll put out to people, sometimes because I simply can't find the answer to the question, so I need some help, I phone a friend. But whatever you can do to comment, that would be great. That also pushes it out for people to be able to see. And then also make sure and put in a prayer request in the comments. Towards the end of the show, we will be praying and we will include your prayer request when we do that. Turn to your Bibles in Romans 4, 19 through 25. Romans 4, 19 through 25. We'll be coming to that in just a little bit. And make sure and check out our sponsors down in the description down below. Go to livelifewise.tv. That's the unique URL that's just for our show. You'll go to the company there that is a Christian-based company. Oh, you know what? The owner, Rob, said that a big wig in the industry.
What industry?
In the wellness industry. Wanted to be a part of the business, but the one thing that he was asking Rob to do is if you could take all the references to a Christian-based company off the website, but he would be willing to invest tons of money and be a part of the company. And Rob said no.
Good for Rob.
Yes. So Lifewise, give the products a try. You have 30 days to try them out. If you don't like them, you send them back, get your money back. And then StreamYard. Go to getstreamyardnow.com. You can use the platform we are using so that you can share any of the messages that you may have out to other people, whether it's about a business or one of your fun hobbies that you might have, or if you want to talk about politics. Needlepoint. You're funny. Sometimes you can be really funny.
Right.
And like I said, make sure and go to Romans 4. 19 through 25. All right. We'll be reading from A.W. Tozier for the Christian Leader. It's May 25th. The title is Preach the Person of God. Preach the Person of God. The reference for A.W. is Romans 4, 20 and 21. It says, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God and being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was able also to perform.
Yes.
My faith does not rest on God's promises. My faith rests upon God's character. Faith must rest in confidence upon the one who made the promises. When I think of the angels who veil their faces before the God who cannot lie, I wonder why every preacher in North America does not begin preaching about God and nothing else. What would happen if every preacher just preached about the person and character of God for an entire year? Who he is, his attributes, his perfection, his being, the kind of a God he is, and why we love him, and why we should trust him. I tell you, God would soon fill the whole horizon, the entire world. Faith would spring up like grass by the watercourses. Then let a man get up and preach the promises of God, and the whole congregation would join in chorus. We can claim the promises. Look who made them. This is the confidence. This is the boldness.
Lord, begin with me. I commit myself today to knowing you more fully and preaching and teaching your person and character as the foundation of faith. Let confidence and boldness be my testimony. Amen.
Amen. This is a good one.
It is. And, you know, I didn't realize I was in such a dark place when I came to Christ. And of course, I came through a prosperity preacher, kind of a self-helpy kind of preacher. Mm-hmm. It really resonated with me. I really loved it. The Lord was gracious enough to move me on to a deeper relationship, to learn the character and promises of God. But I get why that's so attractive. You know,
the prosperity preacher.
Yeah, I just really get why people take the wisdom of the Bible and they're like, look, everything that's on these pages, you can have everything you can do. Everything you need is in this book. And you're just kind of like, oh, okay. And then you're like, and then you see the scary passages and you're like, whoops, those two. And you're like, yeah, it's all of it.
It's all of it.
It's the good stuff and the scary stuff. But it is his concept of preaching the character of God. I had mentioned this before that Jackie Perry's on the similar kick, which is like, we need to preach Christ crucified. We need to preach about God, the nature of God, the triune God, Jesus the Son, Holy Spirit, God the Father. We don't know enough in America about the character and nature of God. Mm-hmm. Everything is in context of what can Jesus do for me?
Right.
it's a very narrow focus. It's a very narcissistic focus.
Fix me, give me, save me.
Yes.
Serve me.
Yeah. Gimme, my name is Jimmy.
Hey, we haven't seen Cindy. We haven't seen Hindi Hauser. Hindi Souser in a long time. Cindy Hauser, how have you been? Where have you been? What are you doing?
Yes.
Did you get tired of us?
Give us an update. She's just busy.
Yeah. Hey, Carrie News, nice to see you.
How is your Latino church going?
Oh, Cindy's?
Yeah, Cindy had a whole new Latino wing.
She's been busy learning Spanish.
Yes.
You think she's been doing that Rosetta Stone?
I don't remember what she said, but she was doing some kind of Spanish.
Total immersion.
Immersion program.
Yeah. Yeah, those, the like Secret Service or CIA, I think more appropriately, I think when they ship them off to some country, they put them in some really.
Yeah, some well deep, familiar with that. Yeah.
Immersion program to learn the language of where they're going.
Yes.
Yeah,
the department does that.
You know what? This kind of reminds me, I'm not comparing God to a dog, but I'm going to use a dog analogy.
Okay.
And how scary it can be. So when you're training bomb dogs, it's a little bit different than narcotics dogs. Narcotics dogs, you're using the dog so that you can do a warrantless search of somebody's property, a car, a safe, a locker, a whole number of different things. And it really isn't that much risk when you go in and you don't find anything. The dog indicates, you go in and you go, oh, it's empty. Oopsie. And you're hoping that it just got removed or something. Right. And so there's no, when the dog indicates and then you decide to go in, you're not
using that synonymous with alerts.
With the dogs, there's only one type of thing with the dog sits.
Okay. And indicate is synonymous, indicate an alert.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep. And so, but with a bomb dog, it's entirely different. When I started training bombs dogs for these huge corporations like Disney, and we had bomb dogs at Disneyland, the dog would be searching the property. And then suddenly the dog would sit. And it was right after 9/11 that I was training these dogs for Disneyland. And now you have to decide to shut down Disneyland. Your dog who, you know, licks himself and, you know, and, you know, has, you know, is the dog.
Yeah.
You know, and
peeing
even though,
on the random tree.
Yeah, even though you've trained him. And you spent all this time working on them, certifying them, all this kind of stuff. You're now in the game, and the dog exists. Like you, dog, I see him. All the training, fantastic. I read the books, amazing, and everything's And he loves me. He licks me, and it's fantastic. And now you're searching, and he sits in the middle of Disneyland. And now you have to believe. You have to have faith.
Yes.
Okay, we got to shut it down. And you're strangely enough, you're praying that they find a bomb.
or at least the composition of it.
Yeah, like something.
Something that resembles it.
Thank God, while I was there over the, I don't know, 5 or 6 years, I trained the dogs for Disneyland. Each time the dog alert, we found something that was related to a bomb.
Okay.
And it wasn't. So something related to a bomb could be, there's a certain type of battery that has a nitrate in it. And nitrate is an explosive component.
Okay.
And so,
and why were those batteries there?
We didn't like them there either, but okay. They're Korean based. They're from Korea.
But they were in somebody's camera?
They're in somebody's box that got delivered to Disneyland in the mail.
Okay.
And they're in this box. There's like 100 of them. Oh. And so to the dog, it's smelling a bomb.
Yeah.
But you're shutting down either half or all of Disneyland to eventually, for 2 hours while you're opening this box and finding out it's a bunch of Korean batteries. But thank God it was a bunch of Korean batteries because we're able to, okay, the dog worked. The dog did what it's supposed to do. But you've never, until I think maybe my faith in God and just having that, wow. I have to trust this animal. I have the faith that I did everything perfectly, that everything went well. And on this day, he's working perfectly. And you have to have so much faith because it's $1 million or $2 that they're going to lose for the 2 hours.
Yeah. And besides the egg on your face, if the dog didn't find anything, you got to feel like an idiot.
And then me, I'm the trainer.
Yeah.
I wasn't even the handler. Because they would call me and said, hey, Andy, the dog alerted at this thing. And I'd be here, in my home.
Yeah.
And so that's the only thing I could relate to. But so now we come to God and then having this faith in that who he is everything that we've read in this book.
Yes.
Right. And then the time that he's talked to us, it isn't us talking to ourselves. It actually was him talking to us.
Right.
And the only thing that I can say that the times that I've heard his presence, again, I don't know that I've ever heard a voice. But I heard him tell me in his presence to not go on a red light in that car. That truck came, seconds later. That heard the voice, had the faith to listen to that voice. Right. And then the result was I could have died if I wouldn't have listened to his voice. How many times has that happened, do you think, to you, where you heard a voice and then you saw the results of listening to that voice?
Oh, many times.
Yeah.
Yeah, many times. Mm. That's those. If those of you who listen to Pastor Jack on Wednesday, he was talking about this, that everybody claims a God, but we have the only God that speaks. And we have the only God that could prove that God speaks. That concept is so foreign to Muslims. Like, what do you mean God speaks? God can't speak. God wouldn't speak to humanity. It's beneath him to do such a thing. Oh, no, actually. It is validation of the existence of God when God speaks. Because when a thought enters your mind that you know didn't come from you, and it is revelatory in some way, whether it's saving you from a condition, it's revealing something about somebody that is important to you, revealing something about yourself, it's telling you what your purpose is, what your calling is, whatever it may be, and you know it is a voice or a message outside of yourself, that to me proves the existence of God.
Right.
So
do you guys have any times where you heard from God and making the decision to follow his command was a little worrisome? I don't know that I've had that. Not stepping on the accelerator and going through a red light was not a hard choice.
Well, mine was worrisome.
Which one was that?
Marrying you. I'm sorry. It's probably the hardest thing I've done. I mean, it wasn't easy. I love your handsome and everything, but
I was expecting something like this huge, this huge thing. Like cutting off your hand.
No.
That's what it looked like on your face. It was worse to marry me than it was cutting off your own hand.
To cut off my hand? When did I have to cut off my hand?
I'm just saying, that's what it looked like.
What?
I don't know.
No.
Wow.
It takes.
You mean because I wear a shirt like this and says guns and Trump on it?
No.
Oh.
I actually love that about you. Like cutting off my hand or marrying Andy. I don't know where the cutting off the hand came from because I mentioned nothing about cutting off my hand.
I was just thinking that God said, you need to cut off your hand because it's cancerous. So you need to cut it off. Like that would have been like really hard. Like, oh, wow. I don't know if I could do that.
You think God tells anybody that?
Well, I know women that have cut off their breasts because they have a gene that tells them.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like how that's, so I was just using hand as opposed to a breast.
Breast is connected to cancer. That makes a little more sense.
Thank you. Wow.
Cindy thought that was funny.
Thank you, Cindy.
Corrine thinks it's her own voice telling her not to do dumb stuff. Actually, no. Our voice, our flesh, and the enemy tell us to do dumb stuff. It is God that tells us not to do dumb stuff. Left to our own devices, we would do dumb stuff.
Okay, so this is perfect because not everybody has been with us the entire time, but we've talked about this before. What is the difference between us? How do we know the difference between it's from us talking to ourselves and God talking to us?
Well, it takes time. It takes practice. So there's three sources of a voice: your flesh, yourself, the enemy, and God. Mm-hmm. So you've got to do your best to try to narrow it down, knowing that there's three sources. So you say to yourself, is this God or the devil? Mm-hmm. First and foremost. If it violates the Bible, it's not God. God does not contradict himself.
God wouldn't say, I want you to get an abortion.
He would not say that. He would not say to cheat on your spouse. Mm-hmm. He would not say you deserve to be happy to cheat on your spouse, like, you know, and say, you deserve to be happy. Mm-hmm. That's not God.
He wouldn't say, put 1,000 on red.
He wouldn't say, put 1,000 on red. Yeah, he does not contradict his word.
Okay.
Because that's him speaking too. So he's not going to contradict it. Another common way is it a thought that's outside of yourself? It uses words that you don't use. It's a thought that you didn't have ever before. It's something you, Pastor Jack often says, it's something you don't want to do. That's often a good sign that it's God. It either makes no sense. It's awkward. It's difficult. It's untimely. Yeah, as far as you're concerned, but it is, and that's God. I tell the story about, you know, God telling me to write the book at this period in my life. And another man at church came up to me and was telling me, and he was asking, how are you doing? How are you guys doing? You know, one of the old, like, senior saints at our church. And I told him in the middle of a book, and he said, you know, I've had this book on my heart for 20 years. I looked at him. I said, are you kidding me? I was like, how dare you? I was mortified. I was like, what do you mean you've had it on your heart for 20? He's like, I've literally written chapters over the past 20 years. And I was like, well, why haven't you written the book? You know? And he's like, I don't know. I just can't seem to find the time. And I just, to me, that would be like cancer. That would be like literally something causing a tumor in my body. Because you hear the calling of God, you know he's telling you to do something, you know you don't want to do it, and you just keep ignoring it.
Right.
You know, yeah. I mean, I just think it happens with time. And Corrine's saying, I really wish I could experience this. You know what? As I just said, our God speaks. So all you have to do is ask.
I bet you have, and you just ignored it. You joined the parents for fighting for our kids. That didn't come from nowhere.
Yeah, and you have no small children. You know, that obviously was, that motivation came from somewhere.
And you see how bad it is. And you're still there. You haven't left. Many people are weak in when they start getting attacked, or they see other people, I don't want to get attacked like Leandra's getting attacked. I don't want to get attacked like Andy, like that man's getting attacked. And they bail. I've seen it so many times.
People go,
yes, I'm going to be there, and I'm going to be, and then they go, oh, wait, you're not kidding. Those people are crazy.
Right?
Yes, they are.
Carrie says, I know it's God based on Bible initially, but then you begin to recognize his voice in your head. Amen.
Yeah.
Cindy says, I would get visions and not realize it was God till it came to pass. I've learned it's always important. It's always important in line with God and repetitive and confirmed. Yes, that's also a really good measure, is to make sure that it's repetitive or that it's confirmed. You know, that you have a way of validating it. I wanted to bring some examples from the Bible. I am in Judges right now, telling the story of Gideon. And it's so cute because Gideon tests God with these very funny tests about this sheepskin on the floor. And so he's like, okay, Lord, if it's you actually telling me to lead this army, I want the dew to collect on the sheepskin and the floor to be dry. And so he wakes up the next door and he wrings out the sheepskin full of water. The floor is dry. And he's like, okay, that was really cool. But can you just do it one more time? Make all the floor wet and the sheepskin dry. Wakes up the next day. Floor is wet. Sheepskin's dry. And he's like, okay, I believe you now. I believe you now. So I think it's really funny that you could actually test God. And I know people have done that. I've actually done that myself where, Lord, I'm trying to validate if what I'm thinking is coming from you is actually coming from you. I actually had this when it came to Zara's treatment. I was so worried about the options that I chose. And I said, Lord, just make it clear. Close the other doors. Leave open only the door that you will open and close the other doors. And then it was like dominoes. Doors closing, roads closing. Like it made the path clear because the options were removed. So, Corrine, it could be a conversation that you have with God saying, I really want to understand what I'm supposed to do about X. Can you give me a sign? Send me a dream, send me visions, explain it to me. Let me hear it in something somebody says, whatever it may be, and keep asking. Ask and you shall receive. Seeking yourself, you shall find and knock, and the door shall be opened to you. It's pretty rough.
Yeah.
That stuff takes
school board stuff.
Yeah, that stuff takes
toll.
Takes a toll.
You have to either enjoy it, like I enjoy it, but some people.
Yeah, but you enjoy it in a kind of a weird way.
I have no problem wearing the shirt in the Target.
Yeah.
I wore the shirt in the Target today.
Yes.
And of course,
made lots of new friends.
I ran into two people immediately who looked at me like they wanted to strangle me. And one of them was wearing a name tag that said they, them.
Oh, and I want to acknowledge that Cindy got a grant for her Spanish to English Bibles and the Christian curriculum to learn English. It's actually a great witnessing tool to ESL classes. I've heard I was on a exploratory mission for the missions director at Chino Hills. And a lot of the advice we got from churches all over the country was do ESL classes. Oh, Gospel of Jesus doing our promo again. Thank you. Like, share, subscribe. Will you make one of those little dancing emojis, subscribe?
Yes.
I love that thing.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Where did you get that shirt? And Kelly's husband loves those shirts.
Oh, at a Trump table, which was, Trader Joe's on Yorba Linda Boulevard.
You're local. You can find those t-shirts.
Not the Trader Joe's over, I think, is that Placentia? I think it's in Placentia. Not that one. The one in Yorba Linda. And then I've seen the same table over by the El Pollo Loco at Yorba Linda and Imperial Highway. It's one of those Trump tables that just kind of pops up every so often, and they have the flags and
I'm sure
t-shirts.
It'll be around a lot more this summer.
Yeah. So that's where I got it.
It says, I've asked God to make it clear, and it is immediate everywhere. You see signs on the road, commercials, friends. It's a rain of answers. That's beautiful.
Wow. So what did God say? Did he say, hey, I want you to marry the Mexican?
He didn't say Mexican.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
The Mexican.
You know what I realized today?
Hey, you need to marry the Mexican with all them kids.
You know what? Yeah, all them kids.
He has a Southern accent. I didn't know if you knew that about God.
No, I mean, you know how he told me because he ran through my list. But you know what's really interesting?
What?
Because you know what was on my list that I never told you? That I only remembered now in the gym. You guys want to laugh? Because I had a running wish list with God of the man I was going to marry. It was this running list that we went back and forth. I would put something on the list and then I would go on a date with somebody and I'd be like, okay, cross that off the list. Don't need that quality anymore. And the Lord's like, I told you. So, but one of the things that was on the list that I realized is I didn't want somebody very hairy. I saw a guy in the gym today that was like,
how do you know these women don't have wives that are like
they
bare?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with it.
For me personally, yeah,
the whole furry bear thing's a little bit of a problem for me as a Middle Eastern person.
Yeah,
it's very hard to not find furry bears. We call them the furry bear club. Just see a version of the furry bear club. And I didn't remember that until today. Marry the Mexican. Kareen likes that question. And actually,
Kareen says no furries.
And no furries.
That's a whole different reference.
Yes.
Oh my gosh. No.
But yeah, he just ran through the list. Told me some other. Oh, and when I kind of didn't believe it or something, and I actually was thinking of running away. There were a couple times I thought of running away. He told me a couple of things that only God could say. Literally only God could say to convince me to stay. Only he would know. Only like there was an expression, a reason that he gave me that could not come from my intellect.
Did he say that man needs you to save his prostate?
No. That came later.
Oh, okay.
That came later. Maybe a wax salon. Yeah, you know, I tell my daughter as she is on the dating wagon, I'm like, you know, some things are fixable, like fashion sense, that's all fixable, but bad character, that's not fixable.
That's hard one. That's
God's hard. Confirmation. Yeah, it was a miraculous thing.
Hairless.
Hairless.
I'm not hairless.
No, you're not hairless.
I got hair. I got the right amount of hair.
Yeah, you're just not. You're just not a furry bear. And this man was like furry.
He didn't need a shirt.
I was like, oh my God, I forgot. Lord, I forgot about the furry bears.
Can we get the scripture? We need to bring this back to God. No,
just... Bring it back to God. All right. It's all about God.
Romans 4, 19 through what did I say? 25.
Yes. Okay. And okay, so we're talking about Abraham, right? The promise granted through faith. And we're starting at 19. And not being weak in faith, he did not consider his own body, which was already dead since he was about 100 years old, and the deadness of Sarah's womb. He did not waver at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God and being fully convinced that what he had promised, he was able to perform. And therefore it was accounted to him for righteousness. Now, it was not written for his sake alone that it was imputed to him, but also for us. It shall be imputed to us who believe in him, who raised up Jesus, our Lord, from the dead, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. So being fully convinced that he's able to perform what he promised. So he got a promise of God and he wasn't going, that faith depended on the character of God. He knew God was capable of doing whatever was necessary. Why he didn't flinch to sacrifice Isaac, because he said, even if you were to take this kid, you could raise him from the dead. Or you'll give me a new one. Or you'll have one drop from the sky. Whatever it is, you have promised me that my nation, that my descendants would be as numerous as the stars. So I know that's going to come to pass. I think it's from this kid, but maybe it's not. You know what I mean? Like anything, it's still.
This story always gets me.
It is. I know it's a hard one, but. Yeah. It's just knowing, it's just having so much confidence in the faith and character of God. Pastor Jack was saying on Wednesday that it's that ongoing conversation about people believing the story of God and Jesus, but not having faith. Faith is saying, I give you my life. I take all of the potential suffering. I take all of the unknown. I take the adventure. Because I have faith, you love me more than I love myself. That your promises are true, that your character is good, that you have plans to prosper me and not to harm me, that you have plans for goodness for my life, that you want the best for me, and surrendering your life to that. As opposed to, yeah, okay, I can believe this story about Jesus. Okay, it was God, he came down, wrapped in flesh, died, came back again, and then I have to believe in him to have eternal life. That's like, okay, I believe the story. It's different than faith. And then he says, and so Pastor Jack was explaining, if you truly have faith and you say, you know, I have faith, but my life hasn't changed. Nothing has gotten better. I don't think my character is any better. I don't think things in my circumstances are getting any better. And he's like, I don't believe that person has faith. It's like monkey in, monkey out. I don't think that person has faith if your life's not changing. I'm coming over for a live. You actually think it's better on this side of the table? Is that why? Oh my goodness. I can't imagine. Green says, I can't imagine.
About Abraham.
Sacrificing your son.
Yeah, I think the closest I can say for anybody that may be watching, have you ever experienced anything close to that? And it really, no. But when I had COVID and was in the hospital, I realized that I might die because it was that I was told I was going to probably die. But my faith at that point had grown so strong that I didn't think about, oh my gosh, I want to see my kids one more time. It wasn't, none of that came. I just knew they were in good hands and that.
With Courtney? Imagine Courtney having to raise all five of them.
No, they're in good hands with God. That this was the way that it was supposed to be. So
that's, you know, that's hard when you have that many kids.
Because I would have been overwhelmed with, no, you can't do this. I can't die. I have to stay alive. I have to see them. But none of that was part of that.
Truly amazing.
Yeah. That's the only thing I can compare it to. It was that I was so, I don't want to say content because that sounds bad. I don't know why that sounds bad.
At peace.
I was so at peace
with
where God had brought me, because it was such a long ways from where I was in my flesh to where I was in that hospital bed in the.
Yes.
And I think it was just something else. But not once. I knew that people were feeding them. I knew Courtney was with them. I knew that I'd met you. And then, of course, I knew their mom, you know, would obviously take care of them. And so it was this, that I had the presence of God and I felt his love.
Amen.
It was really something else looking back on it. Pretty crazy.
Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen. Andy, that is amazing. Yes, Andy was very peaceful in the hospital, even though he was told he was going to die. Corinne says, I've recently started thinking about my loved ones like that. They have to get good with God. Mm. Amen.
Wow.
Nothing more important than that.
This is a good one today.
Good one.
Anybody else have any moments with God where he spoke to you and you had to follow through with what it was that he was telling you to do, and that was difficult?
Yes.
Like pack up and leave and go somewhere.
Yes.
Like you lived in this place and you had no plans of leaving. And suddenly he says, pack up and leave. Like our neighbors, Marty. They were living there. They had a church, they had everything. And they said, go to Idaho.
I left DC that way. 25 years completed in 30 days. I sold a house. Wow. I moved my kid across.
Left family.
I just literally packed up my stuff in suitcases and left.
Crazy.
I'm just busy praying over here. Got some tears.
God is with you, Corey. Like I said, I'm positive that he's spoken. You just didn't know it yet. I think that I made some revelations probably here where I can look back now and see where God spoke to me. And I thought it was me or I thought it was something else, but it was actually, in fact, him prompted me.
Right.
To turn left, to turn right, to not. There was a guy that I could have shot very easily and they said, don't shoot. I heard in my head, don't shoot. And I'm glad he did because it wasn't the right suspect. It was
God's awesome.
A victim. With a gun.
The guy with the machete.
With a machete, yeah. He's been around. I just didn't realize it until later. Much of that stuff came to me much later on. Cindy says.
Moving to Oklahoma. Wait, what? You're moving? Oh, no. When you did move to Oklahoma. Right.
Yes.
Yeah. I love the stories of preachers when they move to settle churches, because that's always a miraculous move of God. So Cindy's definitely experienced that. And Corrine says, okay, but wait, that was your education and training telling you not to shoot in your own voice. No.
No, the education
training. The guy was holding a weapon.
Told me to shoot.
Yeah, the guy was holding
because
a weapon.
Everything we learned about an edged weapon, a samurai sword or a machete, is an edged weapon. And somebody could kill you with that weapon, even if they're 15 feet away. They will stab you and cut your head off before you pull the trigger. And I was well within that range of that gentleman. And so my training would told me to shoot him. And it was God said, don't shoot. Carrie New says.
Andy, same. God walked me through cancer in peace and joy.
Yeah, such a blessing. Is that a special thing that he does?
For children. I have my friend experienced the same thing. She's remained miraculously calm as she goes through this, you know, massive double mastectomy and this transformation in life and making very hard choices. It's, you know, it's not easy to go through horrible sickness like that, you know.
I think about your story in Judges about the, you know, make the ground wet and the sheepskin dry and vice versa. And how many years, 3,000, 5,000 years ago? The Judges was Old Testament.
Yes.
How many people have done that since? And God goes, okay, I've had enough of that. I did that in Judges. I'm not going to do any more of these magic tricks for you guys. But this, to help you through something difficult, that is way more, sounds more like God than making sure the sheepskin wasn't wet.
Yeah. I'm sure he still does it for people. No, just in all kinds of ways. Even Carrie just said that she has all these ways in which she asks God to confirm his messages. We all do. Mm. We all find ways of asking for confirmation. There may not be sheepskins, but they're still confirmations.
Yeah.
Give the gospel of Jesus. Will you let us know your name so that we can pray for you too? I need prayer for direction. My husband had cancer and we both got COVID. We went in the hospital. I came out. He didn't. I'm so sorry to hear that. And now I'm seeking to do the Lord's will. How long has your husband been in the hospital?
No, I don't. I think he passed.
Oh, he passed.
That's what I'm getting from that.
And now I'm seeking to do the Lord's will. Oh, meaning like your future direction in life now that your husband has passed. I could totally see that's transformational. Should we start to pray? Or what else?
Yeah, I'm just waiting to see if should we get confirmation.
Carrie says, I asked God for courage and he gave me peace and joy by the power of his amazing love. Wow. Isn't that beautiful?
His love that comes through when you are open to it is amazing. You have to be willing to accept it and see it, because it's happening constantly. We see it in moments with Zara. Right? There's these moments of just like, wow, that is so beautiful. When you two walked into the bedroom this morning and you're wearing the same thing, and she was your mini me. She looked like your twin. Like, that's the first time I've really seen that Zara's your kid.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. She doesn't look like your kid sometimes. she walked in. I go, oh my gosh.
That's my mini me.
That was your mini me today. And just like you guys were happy and smiling and the light on your face. And it was just really that sometimes didn't seem possible at other times. You see what I'm saying?
For sure.
Last night I'm doing, Bo's been asking me, Dad, I want to do a show with you. And I'm just like so nervous about what he's going to say. I don't know. I don't know how it's going to go. I don't know. So he and I sat down here. I hit the button to go, and we had a great conversation. And that's another moment of like, wow.
Aww.
Like just like he shows you this his love in those moments.
Absolutely.
When you wake up and see a beautiful sky and or a beautiful ocean, or you and I are holding hands and there's nothing for us to be concerned about at that moment. Those are all from God. And I think that's the thing, that whether it's Corrine or anybody else, those are the moments where he's speaking to you and he's showing you his presence. He's showing you his love. Because there's so many other times that it's our flesh that's in the way, or it is the evil in the world, and the world is full of evil. And that is what we have to deal with. But we have to find those moments with God where he's showing him his love in the midst of the storm.
Absolutely.
Sorry, didn't mean to go on a tangent there.
Give the gospel of Jesus. Will you tell us your name, if you don't mind? He was in ICU for 33 days 2 years ago, and I'm praying for guidance to do God's will.
Wow.
Very difficult. Sorry. Very sorry for your loss.
Is it a prayer request for Mia? Did you already read that?
Oh, I didn't read it. I just wrote it down. Yeah. Mia took off. She's in Texas trying to get home. Is she coming when Mia comes back to you to Oklahoma, Cindy, or is it a different state? Praying that goes well.
Her travels. Have the tornadoes stopped in Texas and all that area? They were pretty bad there for a couple days. Yeah, they were pretty nasty.
Extreme weather.
Extreme weather. I was just going to say crazy weather. Extreme weather sounds way more professional.
Does it?
On a professional show like this one.
Right. This professional broadcasting of ours.
Yes. All right.
Okay.
You ready?
Ready. Lord, thank you that you are a relational God. You are a God who speaks. You are the Alpha, the Omega, the first, the last. You are the one that's worthy to open the scroll. The angels cry, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. May that be the song of our hearts, Lord. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Lord, we ask that you call our loved ones who do not yet know you to saving faith in Christ. May they have a faith that is imputed to them as righteousness, Lord, that they will come to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. They are confused, lost, rebellious, whatever it may be, Lord. We ask that you show your miraculous presence to them, however it may be, whatever it takes, Lord, that you draw them close to you. We ask for traveling mercies for Mia as she leaves Texas on her way home, and for our friend, Give Gospel to Jesus, that you give her discernment, Lord. After the loss of her husband, she needs your direction. She needs your will to be done in her life, Lord, that you would be the light unto her path, and that she would see clearly the doors that you are opening and the doors that you shut, Lord. We ask that you give her that discernment in all that she does related to her family and work, whatever it may be, Lord. We also ask for Carrie's good health. She's having surgery next week, and we're hoping for your healing hand, for wisdom over the doctors. So many moving parts, Lord, for Eddie to be safe while she's gone. And we just ask for your protection over all of it. We love you. It's in the mighty name of Jesus that we ask all things. We plead the blood over ourselves and our family, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Awesome.
Thank you, friends. Two tornadoes and a hail storm. Yeah.
Just a couple hours ago. Oh my gosh.
Amen.
Wow.
Spirit Wind View. We haven't seen you in a while. Kathy. Hi, Kathy and Jan. Hi, Jan.
Nice to see you, Jan.
Nice to see you. Love you guys. We'll see you soon. Hopefully tomorrow night. We'll be on tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Yep. Same time, same bat channel.
That's the plan. We'll be talking about Pastor Bob's message.
Pastor Bob's message.
All right, my friends, we love you guys.
God bless.
God bless. Take care. Bye. Oh, sorry. You know, it's a good thing we came back on because Corrine asked what time Pastor Bob tomorrow?
9 o'clock.
In the morning. All right. That's it. We're supposed to be like this. Bye.